This is a Tahiti Dispatch Extra, a Going to Tahiti production.
I'm interested in knowing more about, since a lot of the productions that come up are adaptations, I'm interested in knowing how that process works and I guess when the Going to Tahiti team comes together, how do you bring something like Dreamers of the Day or Persuasion to life, or Skin Flesh Bone, which is an adaptation of
It really varies, and it's funny because the way Dreamers of the Day worked was very much that because before Dreamers of the Day I didn't have a company, you know, it was just me. The way Dreamers worked was that basically I took this book that I had loved and I went page by page and I took the book and turned it into a script. So, you know, basically if there was dialogue, you know, within the text of the book, I just put it into a dialogue setup, you know, so Agnes says this and Carl says this and whatever. And then that kicked off an arduous 3 months of trying to make that an interesting play instead of just, just a narrative or just basically, I didn't want it to feel like a person had come and was reading the book out loud.
Right.
You know, I wanted it to be exactly. And one of the tricky things with Dreamers of the Day was that it was about a woman who was there for the Cairo Peace Conference in 1921 when the borders of the modern Middle East were first drawn, and so it basically was a massive history lesson. And yes, there were characters within it and characters that you cared about. But first of all, some of the characters were real people. So like Lawrence of Arabia was in it and Winston Churchill was in it and Gertrude Bell. And so we had these real people, but then along with there being like these real characters, there were also fictional characters who were sort of our anchors in the story and the people that we were paying attention to. But for me, the hardest thing in doing that adaptation, and I did it with my husband, who, you know, who never intended to be roped into a theater company until he married me and then found himself roped in. But it was a really hard thing to find the balance of enough history so that we would understand the context of the piece and the entire point of the piece, but not so much history that it felt like we were in school. And and that was something that I think a lot of people have opinions about what's going on in the Middle East. And a lot of people know a lot about what's going on in the Middle East, and a lot of people have opinions about it and don't know a lot about its history or what's, you know, like they might know a lot about what's going on right now, but they don't know about, you know, 100 years ago and where it came from and where, you know, where this conflict first started. And so to try to find a way to get all that information in there enough that we could follow the story, that the audience could follow the story, but not so much that we were sitting there like, okay, this is the most boring history lesson I've ever heard and I don't want to sit here anymore. And that was a really tricky thing to do. And I don't know how I would have done it without my husband's help, because he's the one who knows the political stuff and he's the one who's really fascinated by political history. And I'm the one who, you know, I'm the theater director. I'm the one who knows like the characters and the, you know, and that's the stuff that interests me. So there were many discussions of, you know, oh, we need to get rid of all this character stuff and put in more, more of the history and political stuff. And I was sitting there going, no, we have to get rid of the history and political stuff. Nobody cares. We need these characters. But what ended up happening was we were able to strike a really nice balance. And that was a very unique adaptation situation because of the nature of the piece and what it required. With Skin, Flesh, Bone, it was a little different because Skin, Flesh, Bone was all character. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, there was not a whole lot of plot, which is my kind of show. I'm a big fan of the character study. But, you know, it was basically these five people in a house in the woods for a summer and how they relate to each other and how they deal with, like how they deal with language and how they deal with emotion and how they deal with like hurting each other without intending to, and how some people are all about action and not words, and some people are all about words and not action, and what happens when, you know, two of one type intersect with two of the other type, and how does that clash, and what does, you know, what becomes of the people. And so to do that adaptation, you know, there wasn't, because it was already in script form, we didn't have the situation of Dreamers of the Day where we were taking a novel, you know, that's all just text and turning it into dialogues and, you know, like that kind of thing. But what we did have was, you know, the Skin, Flesh, Bone was a 10-year-old script. Mm. So we had to, first of all, we had to bring it more up to date. And second of all, it had been written, you know, my sister was the first one to admit that it had been written at a particular time in her life when she had a particular set of knowledge about people and relationships and, you know, and how we react to each other. And you know, she was in college when she wrote it. And so there was a lot of, there was a lot of stuff that we had to sort of look at from the new perspective of, okay, this isn't a, you know, this isn't a college voice. This is a 30-year-old voice. And what are the, you know, what are the changes in how we react to things, at, you know, 10 years later. And so that adaptation was a little different, and that basically involved, it started with a couple of the actors who I had sort of already cast. Like, we didn't do, because I have this beautiful ensemble, we didn't need to hold a whole lot of auditions. You know, there were two roles we needed to cast outside of the ensemble, but three of the five roles were cast from the ensemble. And so basically we got those people together, and we sat around, once again, my living room, but not me alone. And we sat around the living room, and we read the script to see what, you know, what we had and what needed work. Mm-hmm. And then it just happened that, that one of the actors, David Edox, who was in Skin, Flesh, Bone, who was also in Dreamers of the Day, he really fell in love with the words of the piece and really kind of jumped in to help with the adaptation. And so most of the adaptation ended up being me and David, you know, really like sitting in the living room and throwing ideas back and forth at each other and saying, oh, this doesn't work, or this scene doesn't work. Or, you know, my husband would come home from work and we'd read something to him and we'd be like, what do you think? And, you know, and so there was a lot of basically, him and me working to make that, the production that was ended, you know, that ended up the script that was ended up being produced. With Persuasion, Persuasion is really Laura's baby. So our stage manager and current company manager, Laura Boltman, she has always loved, she's always loved Jane Austen in general and Persuasion in particular. And it's a lesser known work of Jane Austen. So that's kind of its appeal as well. But when I sort of put out a call to the company last spring, saying, you know, as we were finishing Skin, Flesh, Bone, saying, okay, what are we going to do next? What's the plan? What are we thinking? And Laura kind of piped up and said, you know, I'd kind of like to try a hand at this. And I'm sure we will, as we get closer into the production of Persuasion, I'm sure that we'll have Laura come on and do a podcast about what sort of propelled her, and she could talk more about it. But there is definitely, like, that's definitely her baby. So she has put together a rough draft of the script, and then the next stage after the rough draft, is finished, it's almost finished now, and after it's completely finished, it will get circulated to the company, and then whoever, you know, feels like they're best fit to really work on this adaptation. It'll be me and that person and Laura and whoever, you know, whoever is really interested, and we'll get into the nitty gritty. For me, an adaptation, you know, I never think of myself as a writer. And I had a friend who said, you know, you wrote Dreamers of the Day, the script for Dreamers of the Day. And I to this day, I don't see it that way. I see that Mary Doria Russell wrote Dreamers of the Day. I adapted it for the stage. But to me, the adaptation was just another form of directing. It was just directing before we had, you know, the adaptation is just directing before you have actors and before you have a set and before you have, you know, before you put it on its feet. But in my head, it's still a version of directing. It's still a matter of, like, who are these characters and what drives them and what are their needs and what, you know, how do they try to accomplish those needs, yeah, and how it's what's going to eventually take me the next step into the directing and working with actors to help the actors find those things. That's stuff that I'm already finding in the adaptation. And so, I have a feeling that it will be a similar thing with Persuasion as we move into it.